Okay, we're going to call the meeting to order, and first of all, I'd like to point out that we've been informed that our agenda kind of reads wrong. The Ada County Airport Committee, it should say slash advisory board. We're going to make that correction. We won't be taking any votes tonight. We'll have some discussions, but we're taking no votes. After this, it will read Ada County Airport Committee slash advisory board. And also, there was a clerical error. Number three was left over from last meeting, so we won't be doing number three. So now I'd like to have a master street meeting read.
Can we have a roll call vote first?
They normally don't, but if you'd like a roll call vote, we will have a roll call.
Oh, yeah. Need to have a roll call to see who's here, present.
Roll call vote.
Concerned with the last part of the contract in which the county should be protected. Ben also advised that he made a motion to cancel the original contract. Ben made a motion to send the contract back to the board. Mike Helsley made a motion that the airport doesn't have any type of a commercial operations at the Ader County main hangar, and they say don't proceed in writing any more on the contract. Ben advised that the original motion that was made, voted on, and passed doesn't give that option. Mike wanted the opinion of the advisory board as to whether or not the committee should continue working on the business contract to take it to the board, county board, to be voted on. Seconded by Glenn. Roll call board. Vote. Ben, yes. Dan, no. Mike, yes. Dale, no. Glenn, yes. Jake, present. Adonna, yes. Adonna advised that Ben is going to report to the Ader County Board that the advisory board does not want a commercial business at the main hangar of the airport and does not want to proceed in drawing up the business contract. New business. Jimmy advised that the AWOL system at the airport is maintained by the state and federal. However, we are responsible for the transmitter, which is going to be obsolete soon. If the transmitter breaks down, it will be a month to 6 weeks before it can be repaired, costing around $6,000. Closed session, none. Motion to adjourn meeting was made by Jake Payne, seconded by Mike Helsley. Motion passed unanimously. End of meeting.
Are there any corrections or additions?
Yes.
Okay.
The fuel report can't surely is required. $1,200 and 600 gallon of fuel. 100 loads of fuel. Like fish district.
$2 a gallon?
At 525 gallon?
625 gallon
and
$1,290
change.
It wasn't that many gallons, I don't think.
Yeah, I thought it was.
I think the gallons.
I thought the gallons is what I was. You need to be checked. That's all.
Okay. All right, sure.
Is there anything else? Up the mat? They're not going to vote until next time. Okay. Oh, public station's next. Does anybody want to speak?
Public station?
I just wanted to welcome you, new board members. And thanks, Dale, because I was thinking I was at the airport to get fuel at $2 a gallon. but I was just kind of thinking about this today and thinking about some of the things that have been going on since we started this and back in November. And since that time, I know that the Boeing 787 was grounded, and they managed to find repairs to the fuel cells for the lithium-ion batteries. I've been to the country of Brazil and twice to China since this has happened. We've celebrated Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, Easter, and now almost Memorial Day. And yet we haven't been able to get a lease agreement for an FBO at the Ager County Airport or figure out what statute we operate under. Ms. Bennett, thank you for all the time you spent chatting with me in the last couple of days. From our conversations, I get the feeling or sense that we want to make some things happen. I know you haven't been involved in this whole time, but I hope that, you know, as you go forward with this, with your new task here, you exercise patience when dealing with the frustrations. Because this has went on so long, there's a lot of frustration here. I also hope that you exercise leadership when dealing with the issues. As we talked, you committed to addressing the items that I presented last month on the action item list. For you new members, I can provide you a copy of that as well. And I hope that you get some of the things done that we've been going on for all this time. One thing I did have, though, when you were going through this earlier about changing on the agenda, about noting that this is known as the advisory board, with that, have we decided the statute that the board operates under yet? Or why the change?
You just pointed out to us by the state's attorney that
Okay. This
is the way it's always been written, but he has thought we should close the advisory board on it.
Thanks a lot.
Just kind of a misconception.
Nope, that's just thought maybe it's something that happened.
No, I mean, it's just complete, it's just a misconception of, you know, probably for a long time, but it's, you know, we're correct on that.
Cool. Well, thank you much.
Thank you.
Lisa, you know who I am, right?
Anybody else? Anybody else? Police station, I guess, will be closed. Okay, can we have the rent and labor report from Jimmy?
Hanger and rent report and labor report, we've run in $1,240, for being hanger rent and working rate.
And that's your report?
For that. I'll go to the back.
Well, I have a report.
I've got a question. What would, on labor, what would that be?
That would be if Dave was washing airplane.
Oh.
It's just one good example, or, polishing airplane, or whatever work Dave would do on something like that.
For a private individual?
Right.
Anybody have any questions? Okay, now, fuel report.
100 low lead gasoline aircraft fuel, we sold 421 gallons and .3, and we brought in $2,296.07. We got A fuel, we sold 150 gallons, brought in $650.50.
Anybody have questions about that? We have some questions. Right. Okay, old business regarding the contract, the business operating the main hangar. Anybody have anything they want to say? Let's get for it.
Appropriations.
Appropriations. I already said that. Appropriation report. Sorry, I'm out of line.
No, you're right. We've got, on the appropriations, we've got 58% of the time remaining and 40.9% of the money remaining.
Well, now, anybody have any questions about that? Any questions? Carl, is there a question I see right now?
Other utilities, what would that be? I know it looks like it's way out of line.
That would be propane or our internet service.
Would that be because of propane, spend more money on propane, or because of the internet? If you don't know, I'm just curious.
For last month, it would have been because of the propane, and it'll catch itself up during the summertime.
I would guess it's front-loaded.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So more than likely, you won't have to get any more propane until next fall when it starts to get cold. All right. Okay.
I'll check on that for you.
Okay. So it might even get you through most till maybe the next budget year. How much propane do you use? I mean,
we use 3 to 4 tank loads a year.
And that's for the office, main hangar, and
everything.
Lounge, all that,
yeah.
Building. There's nothing else has propane in any of the other hangars, like where the snowplow is or anything like that.
No.
You try to catch up. Do you try to catch the summer fill prices?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
We have a pretty good read on it just right now.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
We're pretty full.
Be our summer fill turned out to be higher than in season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
It was good prices. I just got a note on one of my people today, and it was $1.30, 32 or 33 cents.
Wow. That's pretty good.
It's pretty good prices.
Any more questions? Any more? Okay, make sure I didn't skip anything again. Regarding the contract, special business, I'll break the main name. Nope, you can't make approval, I'll say, I'm getting under, you wanna do it next meeting. I don't take any votes tonight, okay?
Yes.
Okay, so, anyway, does anybody have anything to say about the contract, special business, I'll break the main name?
Mr. Brenner, do you wanna report on what you found out from state's attorney?
I think a couple weeks ago I gave him the contract, you have a copy of it that has some of the questions that we had when Ben and Mike were on committee. Most of the questions had to do with interpretation, about liability and so forth, and so he gave in a letter that we got last week, interpretations, and you should have a copy of that.
Did everybody get copies? They're supposed to send everybody something through the mail?
Also on the front, he gave about five or six suggestions that need to be changed. Some of them were had to do with definitions, and I went through, and I think there was four definitions that I found that were not used in the contract or the lease, so those we probably can take out. He mentioned on rates and changes, leaving blank on the cost of utilities that can be filled in later. On our lease, it says negotiated, I think, at the end of the year. But he thought we should leave that blank so we can put in a rate per month and not a total. And there's had to do with insurance, and it's kind of self-explanatory when you look at the letter that I included. So I'm really not going to go through and explain it. Other than that, I don't see where he made any real major comments about the lease. He does want to see the lease when we think we have finished it and before it goes to the board for final approval. So from that point on, I don't know who's going to be in charge to go back through and make the changes. I asked Rusty. He has it on his computer. It would be easier for him probably if he sat down with us and as we go through and make the changes that Mark suggested, that he can make them on the computer and then print us a clean copy. And I can take it through and make copies of it to let him give everybody. So my suggestion is to make the final change that he mentioned and then take it to Mark and then take it to the board for approval, which I say probably it may be before the next regular board meeting or it could be a special meeting when we think we're done with it when he's done with it. So that's about what's standing right now.
My interpretation in reading that you just had him look at two different articles of it, mm-hmm. and the rest of the articles he didn't look at.
Well, on the front page, he did look at some of the other stuff.
Some of it.
Yeah.
But he hadn't looked at the whole contract.
Right. But he had to go through because the six statements he made on the first page have to do with certain areas in the contract, not just
the article that you pointed out.
He also mentioned that he wanted to see the whole thing when we get done because I think he wants to go back through it a little more specific to see if anything's wrong or not. And if this would have been done in March when we thought the contract and lease was done, we probably would have a lease for now. I think people need to understand, I don't know if they do or not, that this is a generic lease. And if you look through the lease or contract, nowhere does it mention RSV Aviation. So the lease can be used for any business that comes in the airport. The motion that was made back in January or February is, once the lease is done, RSB Aviation has the first opportunity to, I guess, negotiate the items in the lease. But that's the way the motion's been made, and in my opinion, that's the way it should stand. Whether some of the rest of you don't agree, I don't know, but if you take the lease, once it's done, and put it out on a bid, then the motion that was made in January is not being obeyed. So that's my, how I feel about it.
Somewhere in conversation, I heard that this has to also be approved by the FAA. Does anybody?
It does, for sure.
Does it?
I've talked to Alan Malaknick from, he's an official handler and liaison with FAA. Once Mark previews it, then has to be previewed by them. Has to be previewed by them.
I have some time to check in, but I don't see if that's approved by anyone. That's just my opinion. Mark is under that, so we'll check with them and see.
This is your first time I've heard of it.
That's the first time I've heard of it too, so I don't know.
I don't anymore, I heard it, but I did hear it recently. But I haven't talked to anybody over there to.
You're talking about an airport, and FAA would have to okay, or at least preview a contract that we're making.
It's for Pacific Airport.
I know, I mean, I'm just saying.
What we've done is basically plagiarized a bunch of existing leases. There's very little that you need in here at all. It's full out of bits and pieces, a whole bunch of these.
By this thing now, the old Edgar County team is also, so it's wrong in that number years ago. It's also wrong in this lease here.
First, I don't know that much about aviation, but to me.
Just know what we do.
But there, to me, there'd be a big difference between the T hangar, the storing versus a commercial operation.
And I think one of the business lease, and I guess they're not really the T hangar where it's at. It's only a one-page lease, and I think they added something concerning insurance on the second page, is that correct? Which they didn't have before, so it still remains as a T hangar lease. This is for the main hangar, which to me is going to be entirely different. You don't have, I mean, T hangar has no way it's going to catch on fire, no way it's going to blow up, because there's no gas or electricity in them, right?
No, so, I mean, there's, I
don't know.
I assume there's electricity.
Maybe there's an airplane.
It's not the same.
There's a little difference.
But if it blows up, you're not going to lose a lot of money, right? T hangar. You're going to lose the airplane.
All kinds of airplanes.
Well, I know that. I hope everybody has insurance on this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not the same as having a building like we have with main hangar.
The original T hangar lease, just add this to it, is it pretty well passed the test of time. And it's also, it's been approved by the feds, the state, and local. And it's very simple to read, it's simple to understand.
So I say, you know, it can remain in place.
Yeah, because I think Jimmy and the state's attorney worked on some revisions in it.
So what are we going to do then, meet as a committee to work through this last portion?
I suggest have a workshop, and if you want all of us, or if you want to have a smaller group, but I may not agree, and I'm not playing favors, but Rusty has everything on the computer unless he wants somebody to sit down and go through and retype all of this, which to me would be a lot of work that wouldn't necessarily have to be done.
Well, to me, I would like to stress that committee needs to work with our airport manager, and I don't have a problem with Rusty being there now. He can assist with it if he's got it on computer, right. If he's willing to do that. I don't think you want to.
Jimmy needs to be there.
Yeah, actively there involved.
I agree.
Yes.
Well, he's been there before.
Well, so I guess the question is, do we want the president, the committee that's worked on it in the past?
They're not here. Two of them are here. So.
No, you're talking about the advisory committee.
Yeah, and we also have one.
Yeah. But the three people working on this contract with you three right there.
Right.
There's no here.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well,
okay, that's true.
Right.
See you.
Right. But I also have from Admiral Lacknick that these grant assurances, things all have to be included in that contract.
You have a copy of this too, don't you, Carl?
No, he didn't have a copy anymore. I've got them.
I got a partial copy also.
Okay.
So who?
But I'm,
Who wants to take the, I mean, you think half of the and the contract, so who wants to have these?
What do you mean by grant assurances?
Well, you can read them, there's a lot in there. And things you have to do, you have to do in accordance with that. So you have to say half of the.
Pretty much what's at you.
So this is, so if somebody wants to have this, if you have it, does it have to be in there?
I was gonna ask you earlier, you might as well just connect to the.
Yeah.
Did he recommend in what method they're in, are they scattered throughout, or are they?
I might make a suggestion. At this point, I feel like maybe the airport committee of the county board, us three here, and Jimmy, work on furthering this contract. I mean, you guys have done a lot of work, I know you've done a lot of work on it, and you know, you've got the basic stuff in there, but my suggestion is that the airport committee of the county board.
But eventually some, we got to take the whole board anyway, so we got to.
Right.
And then we'll keep everybody here appraised of what we're doing.
We need to give this back to him.
If that's all right with you guys, and I don't want to step on your toes.
That's one question, why didn't the leases and contracts that were used to make ours have all this stuff in?
No one asked for it.
No, I'm saying that the leases that we use, like the one from.
From other airports.
That had like 3, 4, 5, 6 pages of their contract, those were used by those particular airports, I'm sure that would apply to them also, why wasn't that in the leases and contracts, even Schaumburg, which is probably a lot larger than Negret County.
Well, that's a question we could ask, there's some questions we're not gonna be able to answer.
I mean, this is just from the official handling, like, liaison with the FAA.
I know who he is. We'll find these questions out, we'll get it worked out, we'll do what we can.
Okay, so you, can.
Committee appointment? The three county board members to act as chief.
Can't vote on it, but they made the decision, the three are gonna do it, right?
Yes.
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 And include Jimmy.
Right.
Right.
And Rusty with his computer.
If he wishes to join us.
There's somebody that.
And to keep you appraised.
And to make the changes.
What we're doing.
If he's willing, I'll talk to him.
Okay, so you touched on the insurances, and I think that was in Mark's letter, right? Yeah. So one thing, right now, the only thing we don't have a certificate insurance for is the Workman's Comp, the Illinois Insurance Act, so who's in the insurance?
This committee.
You're gonna follow that, yeah, with that.
I will follow up with Rusty.
Okay, so that's the, for right now, and according, well, because you talked to Mike Ellis too, but.
I've talked to him this.
It was $1 million, you still need to add a little bit more to that.
We'll work on.
Okay.
Work on.
I'm sorry. Pardon me, I usually put it on, Madam Chairman, I'm sorry.
Okay, and I mean, I've talked to other airports too, and they said if you have, commercial business at your airport, like you have, they should give a percent of their gross income to the airport, you know, to help pay with the wear and tear of the facility. It's not an uncommon practice at all at other airports. I think they would consider putting that in. Because I've heard everywhere from 3% to 5%. So I mean, I think she'll think.
We'll note that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Check it.
Yeah.
You need to make a suggestion, find out what that is. That looks like operating guidelines.
Is that a gross or net, or does it just vary?
Okay. Is it gross?
Thanks.
could use, anybody have any more discussion on the contract? So it's pretty much set that three of you guys are going to...
I have a question.
Okay.
I noticed you're on the agenda tomorrow. Does that have to do with this, the contract and the company that we currently have out there? Or
you just have to do with the Airport Advisory Board. I want to get out.
Okay, I just want to know. That's fine. Thank you.
Okay. So does anybody have any more questions about the contract? Anything to add?
Not right now.
Okay. The next thing would be talking about RSB Aviation. Anybody have anything that they want to contribute?
Before we get rusty, are you going to be in town the next few days?
I won't be on Friday.
Okay. Well, before you leave tonight, I want to get your phone number and set up, like, real quick and talk about a couple things.
Yes. Yeah, thank you. I think the problem is all the non-flying aircraft tied down to tarmac, you need to, I mean, our policy is no abandoned non-airworthy aircraft stored outside, and they're all over the place. And I'm going to give you this, Carl. All the aircraft's out there now, all the FAA reports. It's also got the ones that don't have insurance, and according to our insurance agent, any planes out there for any length of time has to have a proof of insurance. That's all the planes that are out there now. And, you know, Jim is the airport manager, and he's been trying to do his best out there. But every time he asks Rusty questions about, like, inflated things, Rusty yells out and refuses to answer him. And I've been out there, and I'll tell you, it's like walking on eggshells. It's just ridiculous that you can't, he ought to be able to ask him, and he's a manager. If there's
right.
a plane out there, he doesn't know who has it, you know, whatever, then he needs to be able to ask him, you know, whose plane is that, you know, how long is it going to be here, why is it here, or stuff like that. And I also would like to know why that camera is sitting in Rusty's office that faces out to the main hangar. It's a video camera. It's in his office he uses that he's not even paying rent for at the time. So it just doesn't make sense what he'd have.
Rent for, you
huh?
You're saying about not paying rent for the camera?
He doesn't pay rent for the office space he uses. And in that office space he uses is a camera that sits in there. It's a video camera that videos out into the main hangar. My question is, why is that there? Number one, he doesn't even rent that spot, and it's county property, and I don't think he should be videoing in the first place. So I think you need to check into that.
I think he was offered that little tiny room that you set an office in place on a long time ago.
He's still not paying rent.
Okay. Is that really his fault, or is that the airport's fault?
Well, he's still not paying rent.
I will buy that. He's not
saying. Anybody can have an office out there. Mm-hmm. Anybody can have an office out there. I mean, that's what the grant insurance is all about.
So, well, he took all these pictures here. He should not be able to video out into the hangar. He took all these pictures.
I took the pictures of Blaine.
Just wondering.
I'm writing all this down.
What?
I'm writing this all down. So,
so we can get some answers to the questions.
Okay. I mean, I took the picture.
No, that's
we'll get all the information.
I own FAA. To see who owned them.
Systems.
And see if they have insurance and stuff on them. I mean, this is Mike Ellison is one heck of a liability for us. How these planes all sitting out there, not knowing who they belong to, not knowing if they have insurance on them. I mean, there's a lot of planes sitting out there. Right now, it's costing 11 of them. But I mean, it's a liability to us. They're supposed to have at least show proof of insurance.
Okay.
Okay, does anybody else have anything else?
Donna.
Yes, sir.
Just John leaned over, and I think it was a given. He just wanted to make sure when we had our meetings that they would be posted and have an agenda. We didn't plan on doing it any other way.
Yeah,
I just
make sure.
We understand that.
What's the question?
He wanted to make sure when the committee met that we had a posted agenda and a bit in the proper notice. And I said,
right.
Of course.
Right.
It's a given.
I always have.
Well, I just wanted to make sure that we
okay, we've been here 2 months.
No, I wasn't directed to you. I just wanted to...
And it just happened that this month, the way the weeks fell, I think it's better to have this meeting before the county board meeting than to wait till a week after the county board meeting. The first of the month landed on a Wednesday. Therefore, your meeting...
Well, I wasn't even talking about this meeting. I'm talking about any future meetings that the committee has. We will obviously post them. That was not commenting on your
I'm assuming that you guys will all be watching.
Yep, we will. I was just assuring the audience that we would, that's all.
Okay.
Sorry to interrupt.
No problem. So, do you have anything else? Nothing?
If anybody has any concerns on this board, you know, don't hesitate to let me know.
Or any of us.
Right. Yeah, you don't have to call me, but then we'll address the concerns.
Okay, so, any new business?
Dale, did you want to say anything about the truck and anything in general?
We have been offered the use of a Canadian snowplow truck in the winter for the cost of our storage. They are in a position, they hate to get rid of some of their, one of the old trucks, because anytime they have a problem in the summertime, they're short. And if it's, it would be there in the wintertime, come out at snow time and go back in the spring. And it would, with the understanding that, of course, the county would always have first dibs at it for some kind of an emergency, had to have it. But, this offer was made through conversation at the county highway. And if we would agree to do that, to store it and have it there, it would be a truck with a two-way blade and a tandem truck that would be very usable out there in the tight corners and around the ramps and around the buildings.
I don't know if this can't just be a decision made after the meeting between Dale and me and the county.
We decided.
I think
that's the vote or anything.
There's
one thing we've got to have, and that's an intergovernmental agreement between the airport and the county highway, which is what all the townships have, the intergovernmental agreement with the county. It allows equipment and people to go back and forth without difficulties. The cost will be whatever fuel you put through it to use it. Roof. So,
let's just get our heads together.
Okay.
So, anybody else have anything else?
Well, you said new business. I've got a question on the minutes of the last meeting about this AWOS system.
Right.
I guess, what is that? And it says something about costing around $6,000. Is that for the new system or to repair the?
That's a good question, and let me see if I can clarify that best I can. The AWASH is what supplies incoming aircraft with existing and current weather, I mean immediate weather, whether it's wind direction, velocity, temperature, barometric pressure, which they need for their altimeter, and that type of information. They can punch in on their radio, and from our station located on the airport, they can pull in that information. That information is transmitted by radio. The radio phone, that's our responsibility. But the radio is working perfectly. There's nothing wrong with it. If it goes out, the man that was in the other day to work on it said it could be 6 weeks or even more before we could get in line to get a new radio. We can get in line for a new radio at any time, and then ours can be upgraded, even though ours is in good shape. We could still have one laying there. Danville's fighting this problem right now, and they're not reporting to anybody. And not only would the aircraft use that, but also the different weather networks on TV.
Like I see Channel 17 reporting like the rain total from the Edgar County Airport.
Right. And so all the different TV stations use that. And also on NOAA, if you listen to that on morning, and usually, I mean, that's one of my things. I listen to it for two reasons. I want to know what the weather's going to be like that day. I want to make sure that station's working. Because if it doesn't work on NOAA, then we got a problem. So I have to start getting on the phone. So this doesn't, I put that out last time, and it's something we need to keep in mind. And obviously, the way the budget is right now, we can't stand another $6,000.
But that's for a new radio.
That's for a new radio.
Okay, not too terrible.
And if it ever quits, I'm just letting you know that we could be 6 weeks or so before that we could get, or maybe longer. So anyway, it was just a point of information. It's a good question. We all need to know that the budget mind is that it has to be something that's on our mind.
Right.
So we've been in closed session. So
we're going to go into closed session. Everybody meets here that's at this table, and everybody else needs to vacate this room.
Can you state the reason?
And I think Mark Isaac will be staying, and so will Chris Patrick.
Okay.
I move we go into closed session for litigation.
A second.
Yeah, thanks.
Is that all right, Mark?